All right, we are coming up on the end of 2021, and it's kind of hard to believe this year has totally flown by with me. This is the first year we've had two kids, and it has just been a whirlwind. But as we're nearing the end of 2021, it causes me to think back on all that's happened this year with Forager, and I thought it'd be fun to kind of give you a behind-the-scenes look at what Forager is like as a business. I'll be sharing some things in this little clip that I've never really shared before, like exactly how much money Forager makes and has made over the past 10 years. I'll also be looking back on what has worked well this year and what I've been working on. And also, as we look ahead to 2022, what I am planning on focusing on next year. All right, first off, I just thought I would start by sharing what I have worked on this year with Forager, and certainly what's taken up most of my time has been the podcast. Producing the podcast, finding guests, editing the podcast, that's taken up a ton of time. Also, a big focus has been my weekly newsletter. I publish that every single week. That takes a fair amount of time to produce. In conjunction with the newsletter is the way that people get on my email list, which is usually via my free mini course. And this year, I did a pretty major revamp of my free mini course. And it's not exactly mini. It's actually a pretty significant course that people can take for free when they sign up for my email list. And on the email front, I have also spent a ton of time just responding to personal emails. You wouldn't believe, it's unfathomable how much time that takes, and that's way behind the scenes. Other things I've worked on, I'm always tweaking the code on Forager. I did a pretty significant change to the map a couple months ago when Oklahoma updated its law, and certainly just updating laws and researching laws is a big part of the work that I do with Forager. I wrote a few detailed posts this year about the cottage food industry. This is also the first year that I've actually started a cottage food bill myself. I started the one in California, and so that was a huge learning experience and took a pretty good chunk of my time. Another significant thing that happened this year was the Cottage Food Conference in April. That was not run by me. That was run by Lisa Kivarist and John Ivankoe. That was back in April. But I did spend a good amount of time promoting that conference and also preparing the keynote for that conference. But the most notable thing that I worked on in 2021 was my CFO Pro membership. And the reason why it was notable was because it's the first time that I've created a product that a significant number of people actually bought. With having an informational website and business, a lot of people expect information for free. So trying to make the leap into a paid informational product is definitely not that easy to do. I've taken a number of stabs at it over the years, trying to create something that people would buy, and very few, if any, people have purchased them. And it's been a while since I've tried to sell an informational product, and I've actually spent the last couple of years trying to build the foundation to make this business into a profitable one. And that leads us into talking about how much money Forager actually made this year. And this is by far the best year Forager has ever had in terms of revenue. It was the first year that I broke into the five-figure mark. So I made over $10,000 with the business. And that might seem like a low number to you. It certainly should seem like a low number because it's certainly not enough to live off of. And, you know, my wife is definitely the one who brings in the income right now with her job. However, you know, it was a couple years ago that I talked with my wife, Tara, about, you know, focusing on Forager instead of focusing on my web development business and, you know, kind of dedicating my time, whatever time I had outside of taking care of kids, dedicating my time to this Forager project and trying to turn it into a profitable business. And so what most people don't know is that all this time, I've been running Forager for, you know, over 10 years now. It's never been a profitable business. The first 8 years from 2011 to 2018, it always made at most $1,000 per year. And that actually wasn't enough to pay for running the website. So it wasn't until actually the very end of last year, exactly a year ago, Forger finally made enough money to pay me back for all of the money that I had invested into the business over the past decade. So this is the first year that Forger has kind of made its own money. But yeah, so this year specifically, as of today, Forger has made over $13,000 in revenue. And to compare that, last year in 2020, Forger made less than $4,000 in revenue. And to compare that to 2019, which is the year I started to focus on this as a business, it made less than $3,000 in revenue. And as I said, every year before that, it made about $1,000 or less per year. So definitely the amount of money that Forger has made over the past decade has been very small, considering the fact that I put in thousands of hours of time into the project. But it's only a couple years ago that I actually paid a business coach to help me, and I actually started to follow a business model for a website like mine. And that's when everything started to uptick. A couple years ago was when I first started to offer something valuable for free in exchange for someone joining my newsletter. And it was just under a couple years ago that I started the podcast. So things have certainly been growing since that point. And now, as of this year, I actually have some money in the bank with Forger. I can start to invest in the project more, which means that I can actually hire some help. And that's going to be a big focus in 2022, because the podcast honestly takes a ton of time to produce. And with two really young kids at home, I have just an unbelievably small amount of free time. If you've received an email from me, then you probably have noticed that it came in the wee hours of the morning. And that's generally speaking the time that I have to work on the project. So hiring someone to help edit that podcast will free up a ton of time to work on other things, like focusing on the content for the CFO Pro membership and just generally focusing on growing Forger's presence so that ideally it can be as helpful to as many people as possible. And that gets into some of the sort of nitty-gritty details that I wanted to share with you, which is some of my actual stats. This is also something I haven't shared before. So on the website front, Forger.com, in terms of its web traffic, it gets about 24,000 visitors per month. And if you're not familiar with normal internet web traffic stats, that probably sounds huge to you. But it's definitely not like 24,000 people per month walking into your bakery. It's not even close to that. So actually, that number is very decent. It's a very strong number for where I am in my business, but it's actually pretty modest in size. And to give you a little sense of that, a lot of the big ad networks out there, like if you want to put ads on your website, those will require a base audience of 100,000 visitors per month. In other words, I would need like four times as much traffic as I have for a lot of advertisers to actually start taking me seriously. So even though it sounds huge, I would say most internet marketers would say, oh, that's a decent amount of an audience and there's potential there. It wouldn't be like, oh my goodness, 24,000 visitors, that's huge, you know? So it just gives you a little perspective of the weird world of the web. Now, at the same time, that is a really solid amount of web traffic to my website. And it's an indication that there's a lot of people out there who are searching for information about how to start a food business from home. That's how most people find me, is through search, Google search, or SEO. And so to summarize that stat, I would say I'm definitely super grateful for how much interest there is in the Forger project. And at the same time, there's definitely a lot of room there to grow. So those are the website stats. In terms of the podcast stats, I did just hit 2,000 downloads per month about a month ago. And so that was about a year and a half into producing the podcast. And that number also, I mean, that's a very large number for me. Having 2,000 listens per month is humbling, quite honestly. But I would also say in the podcast world, that's not huge by any stretch of the imagination. But the podcast is honestly doing better than I expected. And you've seen me put a pretty strong focus into the podcast because people are clearly indicating that it's valuable. And the last major stat to share with you in terms of Forger as a business would be my email list. I currently have over 6,000 people on my email list. And that, I would say, is a really strong number for Forger. It's the biggest indication to me that people care about this industry and want to learn more about it and want to grow businesses from home. So those are the numbers, the core vitals, if you will, for Forger. And I would say overall, I'm very happy with where those numbers are. Don't feel like I really need to grow them in a significant way in the near future, even though there is potential to. I think looking into 2022, it's a lot more important for me to focus on what I already have started this year, in particular the CFO Pro membership, the interest there, and the number of people that invested in that is a definitely a clear enough indication to me that that's where my focus should be. And as I build that membership out and turn it into a really robust experience with a lot more moving pieces than currently exist today, then I could foresee into the future, maybe 2023 and beyond, and I could actually be looking to growth and reaching more people than I am currently. And I should also add that, you know, in trying to turn Forger into a profitable business, the goal is not just to make an income for my family, which would be nice, don't get me wrong, but it's also because I know that the impact that Forger can make on the cottage food industry is very limited as long as it's not a profitable business. That's definitely something I learned the hard way over those first number of years, and I honestly was just afraid to sell. I had no sales or marketing experience whatsoever. And as a result of that, I do feel like there's a lot of untapped potential with Forger. You know, I can't change the past, but I do know that in order for Forger to be able to make more of an impact, it needs to be able to pay me, it needs to be able to pay others to help work on the project, and hopefully to help as many entrepreneurs as possible. So I'm grateful to you for reading the emails, for listening to the podcast, and for supporting the project in general. And as we head into 2022, I don't know exactly where things will head, but our little cottage food industry continues to grow, and I'm looking forward to seeing where it takes us. So anyway, that wraps up a little behind the scenes of what's going on with Forger. I hope you enjoyed it.